Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Beloved Ministries' theme for 2026 is Obey. Obey is our acronym for O, Obedience, B, Believe, E, Execute, and Y, Yield. We are in week 8 of executing God's command, living a lifestyle of obedience. And this week's focus is making the execution of God's command a daily way of life. Our scripture for this morning is Deuteronomy 5:33 from the New Living Translation. It reads, "Stay on a path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. Then you will live long and prosperous lives in the land you are about to enter and occupy." Deuteronomy 5:33 reminds us that God's instructions are designed to guide us towards a life that honors him and benefits us. He calls us to walk in his ways without turning to the right or left. Obedience requires consistency, trust, and a willingness to follow God, even when his direction is different from our own. When we remain obedient, we can move forward with confidence, knowing that we are walking according to his will. Obedience is not just about knowing what God says. It's about putting his words into action and continuing to walk faithfully with him. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble and grateful hearts. We thank you for the gift of life, for your mercy that is new every morning, and for the grace that carries us through another day. Thank you for keeping us when we don't know we need keeping. Thank you for providing when we could not see where provision would come from. Thank you for being faithful in every season of our lives. Father, we stand on your word in Deuteronomy 5:33, which tells us to walk in obedience to all you have commanded. And if doing that, we shall live prosperous and have long lives. Lord, we ask you to help us walk in obedience. Help us not to simply hear your word, but to live it. Help us not to simply know your commandments, but to follow them. Help us not simply to say that we trust you, but to demonstrate our trust through our actions, our decisions, our words, and the way we treat others. Father, we know that obedience is not always easy. Sometimes you ask us to go where we would rather stay. Sometimes you ask us to wait when we want an immediate answer. Sometimes you ask us to forgive when we still remember the hurt. Sometimes you ask us to give when we feel that what we have is not enough. But Lord, give us the faith to obey you even when we don't understand. Remind us that you see what we cannot see. You know what we do not know. You understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of every situation. Your wisdom is greater than ours, and your plans are higher than our plans. Father, when we are tempted to take matters into our own hands, remind us to trust you. When we become impatient, teach us to wait. When fear tries to control us, remind us that you are still in control. When you say go, give us courage to go. When you say wait, give us patience to wait. When you say stop, give us wisdom to stop. When you say trust me, give us faith to trust you. Lord, help us understand that obedience is the expression of our love for you. We don't obey because we are afraid of you. We obey because we trust you. Help us surrender our plans, our schedules, our desires, and our expectations to your will. Father, we pray for our families, strengthen marriages, restore relationships, and bring peace into homes where there has been conflict. Give parents wisdom to lead their children. Give children hearts that honor and respect their parents. Let our home become places where your word is honored and your presence is welcome. Father, help us carry obedience into our workplaces, our communities, our churches, and every place you have assigned us. Let us let our conduct reflect Christ. Let our words bring encouragement rather than discouragement. Let our actions demonstrate love, patience, integrity, and compassion. Father, we pray for those who are facing difficult decisions. Some are standing at crossroads and don't know which way to go. Some are making decisions about employment, relationships, finances, health, family, or their future. Lord, make their path clear. Close doors that should remain closed and open doors that should be open according to your will. Give us discernment to recognize the difference. Help us not to force open doors you have closed, and help us not to walk away from doors you have opened because we are afraid. Father, we lift up those who are sick and suffering. Our sister Teresa asked us to pray for a week-old baby girl, Jadira, who will need surgery, and pray for her mom, Millicent, who is encountering a medical issue. We also pray for T's mom, Cheryl, who is having a medical condition, so reoccurring with her legs. So we're praying for Cheryl as well. And Sister Kendra asked us to pray for her cousin, Charles, who had a medical procedure and will have another one in about 3 weeks. Lord God, you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and we place every person who is battling illness into your hands. You know every diagnosis, every symptom, every treatment, every procedure, and every doctor's report. Lord, please, please just stretch forth your healing hand and restore their bodies. Give strength to weak bodies. Give peace to troubled minds. Give rest to those who are exhausted. Give courage to those who are afraid. Guide the hand and minds of doctors, nurses, surgeons, therapists, caretakers, and everyone involved in providing care. Give them wisdom and discernment. Father, where healing is needed, we ask you to heal. Where strength is needed, give strength, and where peace is needed, give peace. Where hope has faded, restore hope. Father God, I also lift up Deaconess Phyllis Harris, who is having surgery this morning. Father God, please be with her as well. Father God, heal not only physical bodies, but also wounded hearts and troubled minds. Remind those who are sick that their illness does not define them, their diagnosis does not define them, and their circumstances do not define them. But Father God, we belong to you. Father God, we continue to lift up those who are bereaved and grieving, Father God. Please comfort those who experienced a recent loss. Comfort those whose grief is a month or years old. Comfort those who appear strong on the outside while still hurting on the inside. When they encounter that empty chair, Lord God, or that familiar song or that special day, Father God, the memory will bring back tears, but remind them that you are near. Please give them strength for each day. Surround them with people who will listen, love, and support them without judgment. Father God, excuse me. We also pray for those who have loved ones who are missing. Father God, Pastor Dr. D asked that we pray for those who are missing. Lord, we ask you to watch over them wherever they are, wherever they may be. Father God, please bring them safely home and guide those who are searching for them and provide answers. Father God, and comfort and strength to the families who are waiting and believing for their return. Father God, Dr. D also asked that we pray for our pastors, Father God, so those who were ministered on yesterday. So we're praying for our pastors, our ministers, our preachers, our teachers, Lord God. You have entrusted them with the responsibility of feeding your people and proclaiming your word, leading your church and pointing people towards Christ. So strengthen them. Please give them wisdom beyond their own understanding. Give them courage to preach the truth, even when the truth is difficult to hear. Give them discernment to know what your people need in every season. Father God, when they are tired from serving others, give them a place of rest. When they pour into others, pour back into them. When they encourage others, encourage them. When they pray for others, remind them that you hear their prayers too. Father, protect every pastor and minister, your servant leaders from discouragement, burnout, isolation, and spiritual weariness. Give them people who will pray for them, encourage them, and stand beside them. We especially pray, Father God, for all those who are leading churches, Father God, who are under shepherds, Lord God, because they and their family need your strength and our prayers. Father God, strengthen them. Let them know their labor is not in vain. Every word spoken in obedience, every prayer prayed in faith, and every person is encouraged, every life touched, and every act of service is seen by you. And Father God, we pray for those who carry silent prayers. There are people who are listening on this line, Father God, who have not spoken their request out loud. There are things they have not shared with family, friends, or even their closest loved ones. But you know the prayer behind the smile. You know the concern behind the silence. You know the questions they are afraid to ask. You know the answers they are hoping to receive. Father, meet them in the place of their silent prayer. Lord God, just give them peace. We pray for those, again, for healing. Give them strength. We pray for a restoration of relationships, Father God. Give us wisdom. Father God, we're praying for financial breakthrough. Provide according to your will. We are praying for those who are praying for employment. Open the right door. We are praying for those who are praying for their spouse or their family members. Father God, please cover them. Well, Father God, for those who have prayed the same prayer repeatedly and are beginning to wonder whether you hear them, remind them that you hear every prayer. So, Father God, we just walk. Help us, Father God. Help us to walk in your ways. When life is good and when life is difficult, help us to obey when we understand and when we don't. Help us to trust you when the answer is yes, when the answer is no, and when the answer is wait. Father God, we pray this prayer in the mighty, matchless, and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Join us every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as we ask, seek, and knock. So believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Visit Beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. And please send your prayer request to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. I'm going to unmute the line so we can greet one another.